Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I want to share the estimated timeline for network marketing success. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. This training is for educational purposes only. This training is just my opinion based off what I've seen in the past 20 plus years in this industry. So keep that in mind. There is no guarantee that anyone will be successful. Let's start with the introduction real quick. Success takes time. You already know that. If you look at anything you've accomplished in your life that's meaningful, that's worthwhile, it required time, money, commitment, hard work, sacrifice. In network marketing, you are not trading hours for dollars like a job. This is the hardest thing for most people to understand. When you go to a job, you work 40 hours, you get paid for 40 hours. When you start a business, business does not work that way. You are building an asset and your asset pays you. That is how business works. No productivity, it doesn't matter how much you work, no money. A lot of productivity, a lot of money, whether you did that in a little bit of time or a lot of time. It takes most businesses a couple years to really get off the ground and get serious. The beauty of our industry is in about 2 to 5 years, if you stay part-time working a couple hours a day, you're contacting 5, 10, 15 new people every day, 5, 6 days a week. Within about 2 to 5 years, you should be able to create a full-time income. It doesn't mean you will. Some people do it sooner. Some people don't ever hit that milestone. If you are hurting for money today, you need to go out and get a job, sell some stuff on eBay, drive for Uber. Network marketing is not designed to put immediate, significant money in your pocket. It takes time to build it up. I tell people to think of their business like a college degree. If you've been to college, you'll understand this. If you have a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree, you understand you have to go the entire 4 years before you get your degree. You have to go to your classes, have to do your homework, you have to pass tests, and you have to do that for 8 semesters over a period of 4 years minimum. Some people it takes 5 years before you get your degree. You don't get your degree after the first semester. You don't get your degree after the second year. You get your degree after you've done the 4 years minimum of work. Our business works a lot like that. It's not a degree. You're not going to get a certification, but it takes time. And I would say 4 years is a good window of time for most people if they're doing this on a part-time basis. So this is the estimated timeline for success in my own opinion. Let me just say that again, in my own opinion. This is what I've seen over the last 20 years. It takes most people about a year to figure out what they've got themselves into, to learn the ropes, to master some basic skills, and to get profitable. You can be profitable your first month, but most people, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 months to get profitable, to learn some of the basics, to learn how to overcome objections, how to talk to people. It's going to take you about 2 years in most cases to get to $1,000 to $2,000 per month. It's going to take about 3 years in most cases to get to $3,000 to $5,000 per month. It's going to take about 4 years in most cases to get to a six-figure income and 5 years to become a top earner and a network marketing professional. Now, I will tell everybody this right up front. There are faster ways to make immediate money. All right. If you're looking just to make immediate money and keep trading hours for dollars, I could give you hundreds of ways to make faster money. The beauty of our industry is you are building a leveraged passive income. And if you truly understand that, yes, you work hard in the beginning, you probably don't make much money. But as your network grows, as your asset grows, your income is going to grow whether you keep working hard or not. So part of the battle is to have realistic expectations and stay in the game long enough that you can be successful. Now, these numbers are based on the fact that you're staying with one company, you're not promoting multiple deals, you're not switching companies, you're working 2 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week, and you're talking to 5 to 10 people a day minimum. Once again, this is not a guarantee, but this, in my opinion, is pretty realistic. And you can shorten this timeline. You can make it a longer timeline based off your skills, your attitude, and your productivity. So let's go through each of these 5 years and just give you some things to think about. So your first year in the business, think of it as MLM University, and it's not a formal college, but think of it as your job is to learn about your company, about the industry, to learn and master the basic skills, to build up your confidence, to survive the ups and downs of building a business. This is something a lot of people can't handle. They can't handle the rejection. They can't handle people quitting or people joining and then disappearing or not doing anything. It can be an emotional roller coaster at times. This during your first year, you're going to want to follow the mentorship of a successful mentor. If you're smart, you'll learn from someone else's mistakes instead of making every mistake in the book yourself without a mentor. You're going to work hard on your personal development so you can improve your leadership skills, your attitude, your people skills, your mindset. You're going to want to build up your customer base of 10 to 20 customers. You're going to want to enroll 1 to 2 new people every month for that first year. And your goal is to get to about $300 to $1,000 per month in residual income after 12 months. Some people do this their first month. Some people, it takes a couple of years. Some people don't ever get to this point. But I think 12 months is pretty realistic if you're working 2 hours a day on income-producing activities. Year two is where you build your foundation. And think of your network marketing business like a skyscraper. When they build a skyscraper, they have to dig down to bedrock. They have to lay the foundation to make sure it is sturdy, it is stable, and it can support a big building. Well, that's how your network marketing business works. Building your foundation is basically finding some serious people who want to grow the business. And to be honest with you, most people are not going to be serious or committed. If you have 100 people on your team, you might have 2, maybe at most 3 people who are committed to the business. It's just, I don't know why. It's just most people join and they're in and they're out. They're not mentally committed. They're not all in. They're not showing up. Your job is to focus on working with those serious people. That is the best advice I can give anybody. You can't push rope. You can't make anyone successful. Work with the willing. Your year two, this is where you're starting to assume a leadership role in the business. You went from being basically an apprentice. Now you're kind of like a journeyman. You're learning the ropes. You're still learning from a master. And your goal is to get to about $1,000 to $2,500 per month by the end of your second year. And keep in mind, folks, this is residual income. This is not trading hours for dollars income. Year number three is where you can start to create momentum and rapid growth in your business. You're enrolling 2 to 4 people a month. You're looking to find an additional 1 or 2 good leaders per year, not per day, per week, per month. 1 to 2 good people per year is a good goal to aim for. You're working with the 10 most serious people on your team, regardless of who sponsored them. And your goal is to get to $5,000 per month by the end of month 36, which is the end of year number 3. For year number 4, this is where you can earn back your freedom. You are enrolling 2 to 4 people a month still. You're looking to find another 1 to 2 good leaders. You're working with the 15 most serious people on your team, but you're probably spending most of your time with about 3 to 5 of them. But you're mentoring and helping about 15 people. And your goal is to get to $10,000 per month by the end of your 4th year. Year number 5 is where you reach the pinnacle. You reach the mountaintop. You are still enrolling 1 to 2 new people a month. You're mentoring the leaders of your team. You're basically a shepherd of shepherds. You're active in company events. You're probably a speaker at some of your company's events. You're living the dream. You've earned the trust, respect, and admiration of other people in your company, of the people in your team, because you got started, you stayed the course. In conclusion, good things take time, folks. Nothing worth accomplishing is fast, free, or easy. The time is going to go by anyway. Yes, you can leave network marketing and go make faster money somewhere else. But once again, you're still stuck trading hours for dollars, and you're never going to be able to get off that hamster wheel unless you build up some type of residual income. Remember, if you quit, you'll be right back where you started. You want to give yourself time to succeed. You need to stay consistent and stay the course. And remember, this is a 2 to 5 year plan, not a 2 to 5 month plan. When people reach out to me and they're frustrated after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, I know they don't understand the big picture. They wouldn't be frustrated at all. This is a process that does not happen overnight, but you can be successful here. I personally believe it's worth it. Maybe it's not worth it to everyone, but to me, the small amount of sacrifices that we have to make to build up something that continues to pay us, I think it's personally worthwhile. That concludes today's training. If you got some value from this, feel free to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help out the channel a lot. Also, I try to post a new video every day, so make sure you check back often for new content. With that, I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you at the top.